church of God, for their pastors and their love and their support and their prayer in partnering with Emerge Church as we look to launch on February 9th, 2020. I'm here with my beautiful wife, Megan, and also our three wonderful children. My daughter is 12 years old. My middle name is Grace. My son is 10. And my little one, Anna, is 5. And I took a second look at my wife to make sure I had it all correct. And I think this is the first time that I got all their ages right. We just pray aside for that. We're so grateful to be here and opportunity to share just about the vision and mission of our church. But before we do that, we're going to have some time in doing that. Pastor Kim will come up and we can do that together, share about her. I want to talk about what led us to Merge. And to do that, I want to read out of Luke chapter 19. If you have your Bible, you can open it up. But what I am going to do, I'm going to read Luke chapter 19, verses 1 to 10, and then we will begin to unpack that scripture. Luke 19. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. So today we're going to call him that. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but because he was short, he could not see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him. Since Jesus was coming that way, when Jesus reached the spot, the likely spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I'm going to stay at your house today." So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. Verse 7. All the people saw this and began to mutter, "He has gone to be the guest of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now, I give half of my possessions to the poor. And if I have cheated anybody of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." Verse 9. Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham." Verse 10. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost.
Amen.
And that verse right there, verse 10, for the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost, is a power verse. And that verse goes to my life, heart, and my heart. Father, I thank you for your good. Thank you that your loving word forever. And I pray, God, that as your word is being spoken, God, that you would speak to our hearts this morning. Be glorified and magnified in everything that we do and say. In Jesus' name, and in the same day.
Amen.
Amen. It's important for us to know that God is in relentless pursuit of us. You see, God loves us, man, with such a great love. John 3:16 says that for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. God loves us, and he is pursuing us day in and day out. I don't know about you, but when you lose something, how do you react? How do you respond? You know, at the house, we often lose our TV remote control. And for us, that is terrible. We have three kids, and they think it's time to play with the controller every now and then, and we lose it. So we do everything. If you cannot turn on the television without the TV remote control, so we're picking up the couch with one arm, we're looking through the pillows, and we're seeing, hey, where is the TV remote control? We go to great lengths. Looking for that TV remote, especially where it's tuning off.
Amen.
The other day, I lost my cell phone. Can I get an amen? You see, when you lose something valuable, there is something inside of you that cannot stop looking for it.
Yeah.
So I lost my cell phone, and I was looking around, and I said, "Have you seen my cell phone?" You see, the cell phone has become near and dear to my heart. Actually, I function because of the cell phone. Nowadays, it's crazy, it's unbelievable that nowadays you cannot put the cell phone down. Nowadays, we're looking and expecting and searching to see if the world's going to end. I mean, we're reading people's status. I don't want to miss anything. We're constantly on our cell phones, and I lost my cell phone. Oh, guess what? I love my heart. I look deep. I look in places in my house that I didn't even know we had. We were, the whole family was looking. But then in the midst of looking for the cell phone, the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, "Do you look for the lost? People who are hurting and broken? And
Thank you.
particular case right here at this moment, we would be like, Jesus, you're coming over to my house. Hold on, right? You see, in the Western culture, what God has cleaned up all of that.
Amen.
We have gone to be a test of the Lord. We come.
a lot better if you say, always hungry about the work of God. You got to do that for rich people? That's humble, right? Verse 8, meanwhile, I pray to before the Lord, and I will give half of my wealth to the poor. Surely, if I have cheated people on their taxes, I will give them back for 4 times as much. Here you see a third sign of repentance, because Jesus, with his great love, called them down by name, went to his house, spent time with him in his home, and through the loving grace of God, the Jesus experienced salvation and redemption.
Amen.
His amazing grace led to repentance. Jesus reached a lost and dying people in this community. He invited himself over, sat down, and shared good news. Verse 19. Jesus promised salvation come to this all today. But this man has shown himself to be a true son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save that was lost. But there was something inside him that knew that was Jesus, I'm reaching into Jesus. I don't know, maybe you're here this morning, you're thinking, I'm tired of reading all the books, tired of wearing all the t-shirts and listening to the song. I don't really have a personal relationship with Jesus. I need you. I need you today. I need you with you today. Because one thing is for sure, one thing is God uses the local church. He uses this local body to reach people who are far from God and the good news of Jesus Christ. You see, God uses the local church and to reach others who don't know him.
Yes,
the devil knows you by your name and calls you by your sin. God knows you. God knows your sin and calls you by your name.
Yes, how amazing. Amen.
God came to seek and to save that which is lost. That is the reason why my wife and I are on a mission for God.
Amen.
And talk a little bit more about that. I'm going to invite Pastor Tim.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. This is a special moment for me to be able to share the platform with a good friend of mine that I trust very highly in ministry. And with what God is doing in your life. And thank you so much for that word, first of all. The Lord has really put it out there for us today. And what I'd love to hear a little bit more of is we hear you from the first idea that we need to go on mission. Like, tell us about how MERV is connected to that. Like, what is the mission that you are on, not just in America, but even in why play with the church of MERV? Like, tell us about that.
So, first of all, I want to thank our launch team. Members of our launch team are here, and I want to celebrate them. Thank you. If you want to come on our Facebook group, members of the launch team that are here, I want to thank you. And members of our support group, we're so grateful for the team that God has assembled and put together to connect. Our mission is really simple, to reach people who are far from God in the greater Houston area by being a multiplying gospel center church. And here is the mission to lead people into a growing relationship with Jesus Christ by merging our story with his story. And you know, the demographics of Houston are great.
Mm-hmm.
I think that over 2,500 people are moving into the area weekly. That means you could plant a mega church for a week and still not keep up with the population growth. So 2,500 people a week are moving into the whole greater Houston area. And with every 4,000 churches that are closing a year, only 3,700 are being planted. So we're losing ground with the population growth. There are a lot more people who don't know the hope of Jesus Christ. So God has sent us to Chicago, Texas to start our church in that region.
And you're not
just looking
to start a church there, right?
Yeah.
So,
you're
beyond that.
Yeah, God spoke to us clearly and said, hey, I would like for you and your team to start a church that's going to start churches. So for us, we have a vision to send between the year 3 to 5 to send another gospel center church into the greater Houston area by intentionally investing and your future planters, creating a team around them and providing them with resources to be able to send them to another region in this greater Houston area to plant a church. And that church will in turn plant churches. So every 3 to 5 years, our vision is to send planters, teams, and resources as a missional team to start churches that are going to make disciples and make disciples. That's the key. It's not going to start churches, it's going to make disciples.
Yeah, the goal is not just to have the sin of, hey, we put it in the church, and we'll make the mark on our belt now, but like, we just gotta keep that going, right? That's awesome. So, man, I love the vision. I love you. I love what God is doing in you and in Merge. Like, talk to me a little bit about, like, for us here in Houston Merge, like, we've been talking about multiplying, we've been talking about whatever that might look like for us, whether that's planting a church or whatever that might look like someday, right? We're trying to be disciples and make disciples. And so, very, very common things we're talking about here, but we want to be able to, like, partner in. Like, we want to be able to join the Merge, but, like, we want to be able to be a part of that, like, here too, right? So, like, talk to us, like, what do we do to join the Merge?
Yeah, so, the first thing is prayer. You know, prayer is so important. Nothing is done without a great movement in prayer. And if it's prayer, you know, and just on your own, when you wake up in the morning and the Lord puts Merge on your heart, please pray for us, pray for the team, pray for the people in the community. We're still building the team as we prepare to launch in February. So we're praying for the right people that God has selected to be on the team. And we know that God has already spoke to people in that region to join the team. So pray that the team would get stronger and develop and so that we could launch on February 9th. And also pray for our discipleship groups too. You know, we launched Merge groups in the fall and we had some great conversations about the Lord and just about faith. And also, you know, pray for that just so different ways, our finances, that God will be able to touch people's hearts to be able to give to this mission. So prayer, giving, and also, you know, maybe the Lord might lead you to, you know, joining, coming up and visiting on our grand opening or being a part of our service team as we get the church.
All right, so let me just throw in a couple of things there for what you were saying, just to kind of fill in some stuff here. So first of all, Merge is on our Houston Merge prayer list. Like we got a section there that's a big picture for stuff beyond. And it's important to pray for people in the hospital in Arkansas. We know there's some large scale things going on up there. Merge is on that list. And I'm so thankful. What I want to encourage y'all with is not only praying for Merge as we come together in the congregation, but make a point to be praying for my teacher and for his family. Let me just tell you, if we see what God is doing in his life, we know the enemy is going to attack, right? And so be praying for him and for his family, for his launching. But I want you to really look at how you can do that personally, right? You talked about giving financially, right? Just so you know, we as a congregation have given this year in 2019, have given $6,000 to Merge because we have said, you know what? We believe in what God is doing, and we believe in what God is doing in Congress, and we want financially, we want to put the money behind our hey, way to go, keep at it kind of thing. I want you to know as well, though, that Beth and I also give $100 every single month beyond what is given from our congregation. And that kind of financial support is so important. You can do that as well if that's something the Lord will prompt you to. And that's something that we're already seeing fruit from. And it's just really, really, really awesome there. So you mentioned, actually coming up and being a part of the service group. I know you got launched Sunday on February 9th. But you mentioned to me this thing about rocket boosters. Talk a little bit about rocket boosters. And people are like, they're all in, like, hey, I want to do this. Like, I want to help in here. Whatever I thought, like, talk about what this is.
So, rocket boosters, before I talk about that, first of all, I want to thank you and Amy for your love, support, and encouragement. You guys are awesome. So we pray for you as well. Rocket boosters is an initiative that will help us in Texas to be able to help future church plants that are going to be started. What that means is, for a short period of time, maybe it's 6 weeks or so, anywhere between 3 to 6 weeks, you can sign up to come up to Conroe. It took us about 45 minutes, take a break. Actually, it's not that long. Yeah, less than an hour. But come up to Congo when we launch on the Sunday, February 9th, and after, and help with serving in a lot of different areas. It might be audio-visual. It might be helping with the sound bowl, the sound booth area. It might be helping encourage kids. We have our heart to reach the kids in our community. That's a big component of our core values. It's an urgency in children's ministry. But, you know, helping with being a helper. Maybe it's a greeter that you can come and greet people that are walking in. And also, maybe it's on the transformation team. We call it the transformation team. We are renting the school through your eye. That's where you're going to open doors come in. But with that, when we rent the school, they're set up in there now. We have a trailer that's coming in early in the morning, and we'll be setting up and tearing down. So even with that, for a short period of time, you can say, hey, you know what? I would love to be a part of that rocket booster team that for 6 weeks, I'm going to go up and help and then come back here to the future for church of God. It just really helps us in kingdom collaboration that we're in this together. This is not just one person doing this. Like, we are all in this together. If we believe that Jesus Christ is the head of the local church, together as kingdom partnership and collaboration, man, we could connect. When we work together, we can reach so many people.
But let me jump in here and say as well, like I'm not up here because Beth Beaver has put my heart. Like God is at work in this. And so like when we talk about Long Sunday, for example, I want to say on February 9th, I want 25 people in this congregation to be there on February 9th. That means they're not going to be here. They're going to be there. Right? Right now. function as a rocket boot to a missionary. What this means is that you don't necessarily need to say, oh, I'm going to do this in a week, but you're saying, you know, I feel like the Lord wants me to be a part of more than just 1 week. You're like, I want to serve in some way. The part of the word and the mission of work that God is doing there. And maybe you're like, well, you know what, I'm not here, and what are we going to do? Just check the box. We'll work out the details. We'll work out the details. I'm not worried about it. We'll do that. Maybe 6 weeks is more of a thing than we want to put in, but if you're doing, you know what, Pastor, I will be one of the 25 that's there on one Sunday. I will be there. You can tell me not being here, Pastor. Right? I would love for you to say that. I would say, check that box. Maybe you recognize, you know what, I'm not working with somebody with the resources that you want to be able to invest in what God is doing in his word and in power there. Check the box, man, and if we can get you connected to figure out how you can start doing those things. Even with all of this, and you can go, I can't go everybody, but I promise you this, I'm going to be praying for you as well. So we're going to let Pastor Ephraim know that you are praying for him. Right? I want you to feel these cards out right now. Now, for singing this song, I want you to bring these cards here. In fact, let me do this. Everybody stand with me real quick. Thank you.